No, do not. So you're the number one player in the world, and you've got two of us. You're currently T2, so there's that.
Two of the best,
So ball striking was, again, looked really good today. And you actually looked as though you may have left a couple out there with the putter. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like this was good as you could do?
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing is I only missed two fairway. I think that's the reason why I was able to play bogey-free round. And, yeah, as you said, like number 15 and number 1, I was able to make a birdie. Like, my 30 shot was, like, pretty much pretty easy chip shot, but I couldn't make a birdie. So, yeah, hopefully tomorrow I can make more birdies at the par 5. And I just want to repeat, like, today, just bogey-free round again.
So, we're kind of all a little surprised at the score. 6-under in a U.S. Open in the opening round. It's not unheard of, but it's a little unusual.
Yeah.
What are the conditions like, and why is the scoring so good?
I think it's because of... to be honest, green's a bit soft. Like, I mean, compared to any of US Women's Open, we got quite a rain like last 3 days, and I heard that, I mean, New Jersey got some rain last few weeks as well. So green is a bit softer than I expected.
How does this compare to the way the PGA set up Olympia Fields a couple of weeks ago?
To me, like, today was like Olympia Field was a little longer than today, and today was quite hot. Then even I was a bit struggled to got the right distance because ball started to fly really, really long. So that's how all the par 5 playing really short as well. So compared to Olympia Fields, green is a bit same like firmness, but ball's just going further and just be playing shorter.
Any adjustments or anything you want to work on heading into the rest of the week?
Actually, I'm pretty happy with everything today. Just it was really like humid and hot this morning, so my energy level is pretty low right now, so sometimes it's better to have a rest instead of, you know, a lot of practice. So yeah, I'm planning to just have a plenty of rest and fully charged and ready to go look tomorrow again.
How do you pace yourself out there when it is so hot and humid? Do you do anything differently?
Just drink a lot of water and try to get a lot of umbrella as much as I can, just stay in the shade and just try not to thinking too much, or just try not to like concentrating all the time, because like I just need to like save the energy. So when I hit the ball, I really focus on everything, but when I'm walking or something, I just try to having fun.
Thank you.
Nice playing.
So hey,